It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 735, or day 70 of captivity. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. Can leave me a voicemail message on Skype. The name is Mike Tech Show, all one word. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/MikeTechShow, and also facebook.com/MikeTechShow. This show is brought to you by Instant House Call. Remotely support your customers unattended and on demand through firewalls. Try it free by clicking on the link on my website at miketechshow.com. Use the promo code MikeTechShow for your free 15-day trial. You can also just go directly to instanthousecall.com. And remember, mention that you heard it on the Mike Tech Show, and your first 3 months will be half price. The show's also brought to you by MagnusBox. To have online, secure, reliable backups that's across multiple platforms, whether it be Linux, Mac, Windows, this is your single source for online backups, whether it's images or files and folders. Every client of mine that demands online backups, I have them on MagnusBox. I am using it. I get an email alert, if you so desire, every single night on every device. I also, you get a nice dashboard, single panel, for success or failure of the backups, and it'll tell you why if it failed. And failures are very infrequent, knock wood. So the service is great. You can get your first 3 months at half price by mentioning the Mike Tech Show. That's where you heard them. Go to MagnusBox.com, get your demo, and start testing with it now for your clients. I have a great show, and the last show was recorded on Saturday. Tonight, I got a lot to do and getting ready for the weekend. I got all sorts of things going on, so I'll talk about next week. But tonight, I'm going to talk about what's going to change over the next month on the show, on what you're going to see for the video on Twitch. The first links are going to be OBS with green screens. I'll go into more detail. Windows 10 folder background and themes, an issue that I ran into this week. Going to mention Syncback Pro as a solution to one of the emails. Someone wrote in about how do you get those old XP games. We're going to talk about a utility. And then an Office migration we're going to talk about. So let's begin with the two first links for the show notes are YouTube videos on how to use OBS, which is the software I use to communicate with Twitch. You can also use that to communicate directly with YouTube for your video, but how to incorporate green screens. Now, I have an interesting problem because I am in the corner of the room. So one green screen would only take a portion. I had to get two with the poles. So I got to come at one way and then the other way behind me to then cover all the background. And then I got another problem. I got all this junk behind me with my test system. So I ordered the same material like a drop cloth to go over all of that. So everything behind me will be green. Now I will be able to lift my image off and be transparent on whatever I'm going to be showing. I'm going to use the chroma key filter in OBS, and that's why these two videos are just 6 minutes each, and it'll be able to detail and explain exactly what I'm going to be doing. The first one is how to use that encoding software OBS that helps video creators go live on YouTube and Twitch. And it has the chroma key feature that helps to change the background if recorded with green screen in back. Now, the next video is the exact settings. It's a tutorial on how to light, gain, exposure, brightness, and contrast settings and how they relate to each other. So the combination of the two, I should be able to do this perfectly. I am going to be able to broadcast my screen, which is what I want recorded for the video and what I want you to see live. So when I'm talking about utilities or videos or the sponsor's website, you'll be able to see it. I'll be doing it on my screen and you'll see me on the screen. I think that's perfect. The post shows, I can always turn that off, you know, and just put like the music that I'm, you know, the green screen behind me, and maybe have whatever I'm playing, maybe have the information of that artist or something. I can do all sorts of things. It just gives me a lot of creativity. That's one. Two, the mic position is going to change, and how, I'm not sure if it's going to be the center, right, or left, but I have a gooseneck pole ordered with a very heavy bass stand. The heavy bass came in today. I'm waiting on the longer gooseneck. I'm going to take my Heil microphone, connect it to that, run the cable under the table and back into the mixer, because right now I have to, in order to get this boom for the microphone in front of my face, I have to literally disable a third monitor and turn it sideways, and I want to stop doing that. Something else I did over the weekend, I repositioned a cable. I now don't have to go through hoops to change the iMac that is the source for music for the show. If you ever paid attention at the very end of the show, while I'm still recording, you see me go to the right and do a bunch of things. That's where I'm putting my iMac. I'm disabling the audio cable. I'm unplugging it. I'm sliding the iMac back into its original position. And then I have to bring a speaker up front. I had to move all these things before, and I'm like, why am I doing that? I could just change the cable instead of going from behind everything, go in front of everything. So made that change to go from the audio out of the iMac into the tip and ring of a channel on my Mackie mixer. So that would be anybody watching. That's this cable right here that I'm pointing to if you're looking at the video with the mixer cam. So now I'm going to have everything very comfortable, ready to rock and roll, simple to use when I'm doing my show. I have carrying cases that come with the green screens. So look forward to doing that over the next month. Now into some tech details for this week. I have a link on how to fix the black background on folders on Windows 10. Had a client with that problem. Then had another client that was complaining that their icons were black and there were problems with the background of the icon when he clicked on it. Well, when I remoted in with Instant House Call, I discovered he had been tweaking and playing with his color options. Now, you can really mess things up if you're a novice or something. Even if you know what you're doing, it's easy to mess things up for the colors. The simple way I was able to fix this in seconds, pick a theme just pick a regular Windows 10 theme and it'll reset everything. And then we could figure out, hey, what do you want to tweak? Once I just reset the theme, he was happy. Life was good. So I just wanted to share that. It's a great tip when you find people messing with the colors. Just pick a theme. It'll set everything back to normal. And then they should be happy. So all their borders and everything will be fine. Something else that we worked on this week, my son had to go upgrade office for a dental office that is open for emergency patients, but they're going to be starting to open soon as the governor of Pennsylvania starts to lift restrictions for dental offices. They want to be able to get two exchange email accounts on the same profile. Well, you can't do that with Office and Outlook 2007. So keep that in mind. If you ever run into someone that's trying to do two exchange accounts, two different accounts on the same profile, you're only allowed one. Now, you can go to Office 2010, but we only got a few more months, and that's going to come to end of life for their security updates. And I'm wondering, with everything that's been happening with COVID-19, will Microsoft extend the life of Office 2010? I actually hope so, because I don't want to burden just hundreds of clients that have Office 2010 where we got to start upgrading. I know it's a lot of money and labor and reselling for myself, but it's also going to be a burden on some clients. So I'm kind of mixed, you know, I hope they extend it, just makes it a little easier. Anyway, for this client, they had to get Office 365 because I told them, I said, look, we're not just going to go to 2010 because I'm going to have to upgrade you in a couple months. So go right to Office 365. That fixed the problem. My son set up the two email accounts in the profile. Worked like perfect. Okay. It is email time. And on Saturday, I mentioned an email from Dexter who is trying to configure the Outlook app from Office 365 Essentials. So it's not the desktop app. It's just the online version of Outlook. How do you configure IMAP? Everywhere that I searched, I only found ways to configure in the Outlook desktop client, not the web Outlook app served up in Essentials. Need some help with this because now I'm curious. I really want to know. Dexter wants to know. Anybody who knows that, email me, miketechshow@gmail.com. So that's still open. And I rarely mention a question like that twice, but I haven't heard from anyone. And I'm just wondering if anybody's got any experience with that. Could use some help. This email from Adam, who met at the conventions, met at last year's TechCon Unplugged 2019. Adam, always a pleasure. And he is responding to my rant on the last show. I'm in the middle of listening to the latest podcast and had to pause and get this email out before I forgot to do so. We all understand going to conferences is going to cause the pain you are going through. We also understand why it happens. Conferences are lead generators for the sponsors, vendors, and I don't have a problem with this. What I have a problem with is the scenario you described where they continue to call and be a nuisance. We use a specific email account for these types of events. Conference at our domain. This is a great idea. With Office 365 shared mailboxes are free. We use our regular office phone number, but if vendors become a problem and don't take no for an answer, we block them in the Freedom Voice portal. We also use unsubscribe links in emails if they are there. If we get to the point where we will not work with a vendor ever, We mark them as junk in Outlook. Adam, excellent recommendations. I love this. I am going to implement this with my son. Great ideas. Just perfect. Thank you very much. This is from Eric. This is backup from AWS Web Docs to local. He wants to do the opposite of something, and I have the perfect answer. I recently had to put our directory in the cloud due to COVID-19. I was experimenting with it prior to the shutdown and had AWS Web Docs half set up already. So I decided to go with Web Docs. It works just fine, except for one thing. I cannot figure out a way to automate a backup from the cloud to a local backup drive. I know that seems backwards, as most people want to backup from local to the cloud, but I want to make sure I have a local copy of everything in case we either lose web access for a bit or AWS somehow goes away for whatever reason. I have been doing what I call poor man's backups by dragging and dropping. Oh, no. He continues, I don't like that. It seems to me all the backup solutions I find from local to cloud, cloud to cloud, but I've never a simple cloud to local. I have mapped the AWS directory to a drive. It seems like this should not be so friggin' difficult. Any suggestions? Thanks in advance, and thanks for all your work on the show. I have been listening for many years. Eric, I have the exact answer because this is what I have been doing to back up my websites. I want them backed up locally here on a drive that then gets backed up to my NAS. Here is the answer. SyncBack Pro. You can put in all the credentials, get the 30-day trial, and test it out. And then you're going to be buying it. I think it's like $54 for the full version. SyncBack Pro. The free version does not allow this. The pro version does. And every week I have scheduled my SyncBack Pro goes out and backs up Tech Vets and then backs up MikeTechShow.com or MikeNation.net. I also took a long time, but I backed up the email that is hosted on SherWeb for Exchange Hosted. As long as you have your credentials to log into AWS, you will be able to back that up. It is the perfect solution. Let me know that that worked. All right. Boy, I got answers for the next couple, which is good. This is from Ron. Either late last year or early this year, you mentioned some software that would allow playing old XP games on Windows 10. My wife loved the XP games. I searched your show links using keywords, but have been unable to locate the link. Can you help? Thanks for all the work you put into producing the show on a regular basis. The program I believe you're looking for that can restore all of those XP games is WinAereo. And I'm going to have a link to that. But there's a bonus. WinAereo does way more than being able to do just what you're asking. So check out the link. And if anybody missed it before, this is the ultimate tweaker for changing, editing things, making great use of customization of Windows 10 and getting some of those old programs back, like the photo viewer. There's just too many to go over. I actually did half a show going over a lot of the options. Play with it. Experiment. WinAereo. Make sure you have a backup first before you start doing that. Final email from Terry, and I have music that I'm going to play in tonight's show. So stick with me. Hi, Mike. Hope you and your family are well. I have a client that is wanting to move to Microsoft 365 with government licensing G1 and G3. I have never done a migration before, and I'm wondering if there is a migration tool software that you like to use. They are a small municipality and have their email with Bluehost. This is IMAP. There will be 14 mailboxes that I have to migrate. Thank you. Any advice you can give me, greatly appreciate it. Love the show. Keep up the good work. Terry, and I'm probably going to get smacked around by some expert listeners for this one. I'm going to go old school on you. When in doubt, add a PST file and drag and drop everything from IMAP to a PST, or just perform the export command, get everything to one PST for the 14 users. Now, unfortunately, I know there are instructions, and I actually believe there is a migration tool. I just don't know what it is off the top of my head, and I know I must have linked it way back. So I know I'm going to get a lot of response to this, and that's okay. I'll cover it in the next show, and I'll forward you links. But for lack of a migration tool, I make sure I export all the mail and I have a PST of every one. Now, I'm going to explain how SureWeb Exchange Hosted handles the migration. They give me a temporary FTP for the client with unlimited space, and I name each of the PSTs a unique name for each of the users. I create all the users on the website, and then I FTP all their PSTs. Once they're there, there is a procedure where all I got to do is match the username to the FTP PST, and they will do the back-end import into their account. Done. It's how I do migrations. If you were migrating to SureWeb or bought the mailboxes and the mail from SureWeb, their techs will handle that migration automatically by giving them the information for Bluehost, and they'll take it right from Bluehost right into Office 365. But now you're not buying directly from Microsoft, you're buying through a third party like SureWeb. And I'm sure there's other third parties that can do that. You might want to reach out to Microsoft directly. This will be free, and ask them if they have a direct migration tool. But if you want to guarantee it, you want to guarantee you got all that email, just drag and drop it to a PST or use the Outlook export command. Get it everything to a PST, their calendar, their contacts, all their mail, all their folders, everything. Once you have that PST, you're good to go. I have some music. I was flipping around today looking at different music, and I came across Chris Cornell doing an acoustic cover of John Lennon's Imagine. And I thought, let me share that. What a tragic, tragic when Chris Cornell committed suicide a while back, a few years ago. Just terrible. He has such a tremendous voice. And I've been listening to him for a long time. And give a listen to this great version of Imagine.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us, above us, only sky. Imagine all the people living for the day. Imagine there's no country. Isn't hard to do. nothing to kill or die for. No religion to imagine all the people living life in peace. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. Maybe one day you will join us and the world will live as one. Imagine our possessions. I want for greed or hunger, a brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. Well, you may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. Maybe one day you will join us in the world to live as one. Maybe one day you will join us in the world. We'll live as one.
I think even John Lennon himself would be proud of that cover. The great Chris Cornell, who just left us way too early, a tremendous voice. The best way to support the show, the Mike Tech Show, Tech Vets, Carrie Holzman, and myself, use our Amazon link that we share. The link is in the show notes at mikenation.net. Click on that link and then it'll take you directly to Amazon. Your prices are the same, but a small piece comes back to us as a commission to support the shows. We greatly appreciate that. It makes a significant difference. That's how much you use it. The pennies add up. Thank you so much. Also, check out Instant House Call. Check out Magnus Box. And don't forget our affiliate, Fabs Auto Backup 7 Pro. Incredible for moving all your settings and information from one system to another, from one operating system to another. I just love Fabs. We use it all the time. It is required in all of our toolboxes, on all our utility USB sticks. That's it. Thank you for staying subscribed and joining me live, and keep listening to the show. I'm going to keep trying to just make it better and better and better, even though it's been more than 15 years now. Thank you so much. I will see you back here next week. Same time, same channel. Stay safe, everybody. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.